Okay, so the next sugya, Chazan and Beis, continuing with Machlokas of Elezen and Chachamim on a different matter. So we begin Tanya Beleza Omer, that's 3, 6, 9, 11 lines at the top. Yeah? So we have two different issues which we'll explore between today and tomorrow, but Hashem, hopefully you got a chance to read this on the Marmar Kama. It's a little bit confusing. Perhaps we'll try and get through everything. The Gemara says, "Where is the place?" Tanya Beleza Omer, "Kishem Shein Adam Yotzei Dechorvaso Biyom Tarushum Shachag Bululavo Shachavero, Dichsivu Lakachtem Lachem Bamrishon Priyitz Hada Kapos Torm etc. Mishalachem." So let's start with that. Okay, the Torah says in Parshas Amor, "Lakachtem Lachem." That's the source pasuk for the mitzvah of Arba Minim, as we discussed it, as you know. Midoraisa, that requirement applies only the first day of Sukkot. Midorabanan, the fact that we take the Lulav Esrog the rest of the week, that's a Dindorabanan as a Zecher Lemikdash. Because the end of that pasuk says, "Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokechem Shivas Yamim." The same pasuk. So what does that mean? It means in the base of Mikdash, Lifnei Hashem Elokechem, in the place where in the presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu, then this mitzvah applies Shivas Yamim. But the outside of Eretz, outside of the Beis Hamikdash, some say the Beis Hamikdash includes all of Yerushalayim. That's a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. But some say beyond Lekach Morishon, beyond that, let's assume the Beis Hamikdash, so there'd be no obligation to take the Luvan Esrog the rest of the week. Later on, the Rabbanim made such a requirement as a Zecher Lemikdash, right? So, but it says Lekachtem Lachem Morishon, Priyetzal Kapos Torah, etc., etc. Right, Priyatod is an Esur, Kapos Torm is a Lulav, Anaf Eitz Omos is Hadas, and Arve Nochel is a Rabbis, right, the Arve meaning. So we learn, Lachem, it has to be Mishel Lachem. Rashi says, Lachem, Mishel Lachem, Lahotzi es HaGazul ves HaShaul. Therefore, if you have a stolen set of Arve meaning, not only did you violate this for stealing, but you're not Yotze the midst of Arve meaning. Let's say a guy figured, okay, I'll worry about the stealing another time, I'm not out of it. Embarrassed to walk into shul without the Arba Minim, so it's still somebody else's. So not only doesn't he get the credit for, not only gets the Aveir of stealing, but he also doesn't get the credit for the mitzvah either. Because the Torah has a specific exclusion, has to be Lekachtem Lachem, Mishalachem. In addition, it also excludes borrowed, even a borrowed loan. It was no good on the first day. Rabbanan, when they said we should take the loan Esrog the rest of the week, so the rest of the week, a borrowed loan is good. You know, it's a borrowed loan is good the rest of the week. But not on the first day. That's the halacha to this day. Then what do you do if you have no law? So ways to get around it. You give it as a matana, whatever. But that's the din. So Rabbi Elazar draws an equation, and he says, "Lekach, just like we have such a rule by lulav that you're not yotze, it has to be lochem and mishel lochem. It has to be yours. So too, kach ein adam yotze de chavaso besukaso shel chavero." So too, you can't be yotzei in the midst of sukkah in somebody else's sukkah. You can't go into somebody else's sukkah and be yotzei. Why? The ksiv chag hasukkos ta'aseh lecha shiras yomim mishalacha. Again, that pasuk chag hasukkos here. Again, we had a different drasha from that pasuk, a different word earlier. Now on the yamud. Now the Gemara says ta'aseh lecha. Lecha just like lochem means lochem mishalachem. Not only excludes a stolen lulav, but it also excludes a bar of lulav. Again, talking about the first day of the mitzvah deraisa. So too, sukkah also says the same expression, chag sukkah, tasa lecha, shiva shaman, misha lecha. It has to be your own. So, but as I said, just like we have such a drasha by lulav, we have such a drasha by sukkah, and therefore you can't go into, you can't be out to the mitzvah sukkah in someone else's sukkah. And the chachamim answer, the chachamim say, their opinion, the chachamim omen, even though the Chacham have told us that even though there's a din that you're not yotzei with someone else to lulav, that's true. There's no argument. That drasha we accept. Lekachtem lachem, mishalachem. The lulav has to belong to you, not just the lulav. I'm saying the whole Arba Minim. They have to belong to you. So that's true. We agree with that. But avol yotzei lechavos v'sukasho shel chaver. But you can, yes, be yotzei in someone else's sukkah. It doesn't have to be your own sukkah. Dirsir, call her Ezra, we Yisrael, Yeshu Basukos. Because the pasuk by sukkah says, call her Ezra, every Jewish citizen has to sit in the sukkah, live in the sukkah. Melameh, Shekol Yisrael Re'uyim, Leishu Basukah Achas. implication is that every Jew theoretically could sit in one sukkah. That's how they learn that pasuk. I printed the sources. I look in the Meiri, I think we had this once before, in source number 3, the Meiri explains here in Chazan Beis, Afal pi she'en arbetz v'loch sho'vero yom rishon kemoshi yizbar yotzehu, again it's the Meiri explaining the Shittas Chacham, yotzeh b'sukkah sho'vero derech she'elo. You're borrowing someone else's sukkah, that's okay. Shariksiv kol ha'ezok b'so yeshu b'sukkos, and that's how the word b'sukkos is spelled. Who chaser vav by tsukos? It's missing the vav. Melamed shekulam ruuyim leish of the suk achas. We have a drasha. Since it could be read, it's a kreenik siv, right? It's really read. It's really written besukas, besukas, which is singular, one sukkah. It's read besukos. It's true, but you see, there's no vav. So Miri says that's the source. That's how most Rishon learned. That's the source. It's learned from a different word. But we'll keep this. It's simple. Okay? That since the Torah says, Kol Ezer Hashem B'yeshu B'sukos, and it's read and it's written B'sukas, that implies that it could even be the same sukkah. It doesn't have to be individual sukkah. So the Chacham have that drusha, which seems to indicate that was an important Rashi. Okay? Before we read the Rashi, let's finish the Gemara. So the Gemara now asks, so 1 second. Okay, we understand the drasha, right? Kol Ezer, we know Yishu B'sukos. Even though in the Gemara, they spell it with the Vav. It's a little misleading. The Gemara spells it with the Vav. But in the Torah, it's not spelled with the Vav. Melamed Shekos Yol, Rishu Yishu B'sukah. Rabbanon, Hai L'cha, Mai Dorish, Mar Darshi Bey. So what do I do with the L'cha? Can it says, Chag B'sukos, Tal Se L'cha. And we have a drasha, L'kachem, L'chem, L'chem, means Misha L'chem. So Eliza says the same thing by Sukkah. L'cha means Misha L'cha. They said, no, we have a different drasha from Kol Ezer. We saw Yesh B'sukkah, so give me one sukkah, okay, which means you don't have to own it. We'll see in a second the logic. Okay, and what do I do with L'cha? Hi L'cha, my darshi mei? No, mi boi lei lima'ute gezulav. Okay, it can't be stolen. If the Chacham don't ignore the word L'cha altogether. They said it has to belong to you, it can't be stolen. Borrowed is okay, right? You have permission to go there. But stolen it can't be because of L'cha. Okay? That the Chacham will agree. Hai L'cha my dash, boy, let me look at Gzula. I will shula, ksiv, kol Ezra. But borrowed is okay. But stolen's no good. Now, there's a whole discussion, how do you steal the sukkah? I don't know exactly what to it now, but very, very simply, a different opinion, what do you mean you steal a sukkah? One explains, you steal the material from which you build your sukkah, right? You steal the wood, you steal the schach, and you steal everything. That's called a stolen sukkah. Others say a stolen sukkah is where you, I think I mentioned this also once, right? You go into sukkah, and a guy's sitting there eating lunch with his family, you pull out a gun, tell him, get out, and you sit in the sukkah, right? It's a stolen sukkah. Or a third possibility, you have a sukkah that's on the back of a, like the Chabad sukkah, on the back of a truck somewhere, you know, in midtown Manhattan. And you go ahead and you take it and put it back in your truck and you drive off. I also stolen sukkah. Okay, different interpretation exactly what you mean by stolen sukkah. But that is what the Chachamim agree. That's the word L'cha, excludes such a sukkah. But barred is okay. How is barred okay? Because you have a pasuk. In other words, when it comes to Lov and Esrog, the Chachamim agree that the word Lachem excludes both stolen and borrowed. Why? Because there is no other drusha to tell you that borrowed should be allowed. Okay, but here by sukkah, there is an opposing drusha, so to speak. The opposing drusha tells you that while stolen is no good, borrowed is good. By lulav and esrog, there is no additional drusha. So therefore, the word lachem excludes not only a stolen lulav, but excludes a borrowed lulav also. Again, we pass on that yamazet the first day when it's the right. So borrowed lulav and esrog is no good. So, but by sukkah, we have a different drusha. And then the Gemara says, "Belezer high kala ezrach by." My Ovidlei, what does the Belezer do with that pasuk called Ezra? 1 second, right? The pasuk from which the Chachamim learned that Shula is okay, a borrowed sukkah is okay, because theoretically every Jew could sit in a sukkah. Doesn't mean one big sukkah means no one owns such a sukkah. I mean, everyone borrowing it, everyone using it as a guest. So that's how the Chachamim learned. So what does the Belezer do with that drush? The Belezer has a different limit altogether. He says, "Leger shen is gayer bein time." We had yesterday the Meiri. I showed my note. Yesterday, the Mamar comments, the Meiri mentioned this right at the end. The Meiri says, so, but it's this Gemara, really. He was just giving you a foreshadowing of what was coming up. The Gemara mentions it, right? It says, Mibayle leger shinisgar ben time, or overcut shinisgar ben time. You have somebody who converted to become a Jew in the middle of Sukkot. Or you have a katan who became bar mitzvah in the middle of Sukkot. That was his birthday. He became bar mitzvah, developed the physical simanim in the middle of Sukkot. So that's how we know Kol HaEzrach. He's included in Kol, and now he's a Jew. Ezrach means a Jew. So he's included. Right? Now it includes him. Before he was a katan. Right? The first few days of Sukkot was a katan. He wasn't considered an Ezrach in the same sense. Now he's considered an Ezrach. That's what we need in this drasha to tell us that he becomes chayav in Sukkot. Okay? Now, why would we think not? Why would we think not? Now, if you remember Beleza's opinion from yesterday, what does Beleza say? Sukkot is usually what?
It's a
7-day mitzvah. Right? Remember the Beleza Shita. Is that it's a Shivas Yomim, it's an all or nothing proposal. So therefore, I might have thought that a kid becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Sukkot, so maybe it's not going to be in the Sukkot for 7 days. And as a mechuyav gedaber, he may have sat in the sukkah as an ena mechuyav gedaber, but now that he's becoming a gadol in the middle of sukkahs, so he's ena mechuyav gedaber now, and maybe Taka Beleza would say, he's not chayv, right? He's not chayv in this mitzvah. Kamash mo'an, that's already the drush of Kol Ezra, right? Since, again, it flows from the, yes, Beleza, you can't build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, remember, right? That was discussed the last couple of days. You can't build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed because forget about the Yisum Alach and Chol HaMoed. It's just simple. You can't build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed because it has to be mitzvah for 7 days. Therefore, you missed the first 2 days, so game over. Okay? So therefore, I might have thought, well, that applies to a kid who's over, who just became bar mitzvah too. So Kamashon, Apostle Kol Ezra, there's an exception. You can't say for him it's 7 days. He's only chayv and sukkah for 4 days. The rest of us are chayv and sukkah for 7 days. But a kid who became bar mitzvah on the 3rd day of sukkah is only chayv for 4 days. Therefore, he's chayv. That's what Rabbi Lezer learns from the phrase Kol Ezra, right? And that makes perfect sense. The Gemara says at the end, Rabbanan, Kevan Sha'amru Osin Sukkah B'chol Shamoid, Lo Itzdarachra. The Chacham don't need a pasuk to teach you that. That's obvious, because the Chacham hold, they don't believe in this whole 7-day business anyway, right? They don't believe in this whole, they hold you can build a Sukkah Chol HaMoed, an adult Jew, right? So, Avada, it's no Chiddush. It's only a chiddush according to Shita Beleza. So really the Gemara concludes this machlokas is tied up with the previous machlokas between Beleza and Chacham. Since the Chacham hold you can anyway build a sukkah in the middle of them, what you did the first 2 days and do the last 2 days, right? The last 3 days of sukkah, one is not connected. You can build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, right? Even though you didn't have it the first few days. So Mela Avada, a kid who becomes bar mitzvah, has to build a sukkah. Or if he has one already built, he can sit in that, right? But it would be by himself, he'd have to build a sukkah. The Chacham said that's perfectly allowed. We'd have no havamina not. But Rabbi Elazar would have a havamina not because he insists you don't build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. So how could this kid sit in a sukkah if he can't build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed? And the answer is, he can't call Ezra what we saw. Okay, that's the norm. Yeah? If everything works out? Good. Rashi, let's take a look at the Rashi Ma'od the same one. I'm sorry, the Rashi Kol Ezra B'Yisrael. About 6 or 7 lines after they get thin. Kol Ezra B'Yisrael. Okay? We'll read that Rashi and we'll read the rest of it and we'll come back to this. Kol Ezra Cheshu B'Sukkah S'Ksiv. Dimash M'Sukkah Achas L'Chol Yisrael Sh'Yeshu Rod Zeh Achar Zeh. The phrase Kol Ezra Cheshu B'Sukkah, and Rashi didn't spell it out, that's why I showed you the Me'iri on the sheets. It's because the word Sukkah in the Torah is spelled without that verb, so it can be read as a singular one Sukkah. And it means that every Jew can sit in it, zeh achar zeh. You're not going to know sukkah is that big that every Jew can be at the same time. He's in shifts, right? One after the other, right? Groups, one after the other. Now, then Rashi says something which is going to be the beginning of the discussion with Rishonim. The efshi shel chulon, why not say, 1 second, who says that teaches you that a borrowed sukkah is okay? Okay? Maybe the situation that is owned by everybody. How is that owned by everybody? Shutzos, the partnership. We have every person jointly owns that sukkah. Right? Every person jointly has a share in that sukkah, financial stake in that sukkah. So how does that teach you? What Rashi is saying, the Gemara seems to be saying, that the Chacham are of the opinion that a sukkah she'ula is okay, a borrowed sukkah is okay, because otherwise how do you work out this idea that every Jew can sit in the same sukkah? What do you mean? Maybe it's owned. Maybe take a borrowed one is no good. Okay? The fact that Kol Ezra we saw the Hesh Masukkah teaches there's a sukkah that every Jew can theoretically sit in. Okay, that's if everybody has a share in it. That wouldn't tell me, though, that I can go to your sukkah for lunch one day of sukkahs. right? Because I don't have a share in that sukkah, unless I did. But if I don't have a share, maybe that wouldn't work. So Rashi says, no. He says, because the lomate, the EF shehe lechul, it's not possible, and so the lomate shava pruta lechol chad, oh, shehe. You have all of Klal Yisrael, even a big sukkah, there's not going to be a shava pruta. You're not going to own anything substantial. Halacha, something which is less than a shava pruta, is meaningless in dinim amonos. Okay, a pruta is a penny, whatever, the, you know, smallest coin. You have a sukkah that's jointly owned by every Jew in the world, millions of people. So nobody has an actual financial hold, a halachically recognized financial share in that sukkah. Okay, it's just not possible. Even if you want to construct that everybody has, and you want to say that the sukkah, everybody has a share in the sukkah, okay? So good, but Lamaisa, in terms of ownership, okay, evidently it's not ownership, okay? It only works if everybody, in effect, is there without having a share. In other words, even if you insist that everybody has ownership, but it's not halakhic ownership, less than a shavaputa, Rashi here says, is not considered halakhic ownership, okay? Because again, millions of people in one sukkah, everybody has one hundredth of one penny's worth. That's not considered a halakhic ownership of something. So therefore, what then? And yet the sukkah is valid. Evidently, you don't need ownership for the sukkah. You don't need halakhic ownership for the sukkah, right? You don't need halakhic ownership of the sukkah. Then shul is also okay, right? That's what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying that it cannot be that everybody owns it. And that's the reason it's good. Because such ownership is not really halachic ownership. If you don't have halachic ownership of something, so and yet it's valid, evidently you don't need halachic ownership. You don't need halachic ownership. Then shul is also good. You don't have zero ownership. And Rashi is kind of equating. It's just not possible that I won't have a shavapruta. So therefore, shul must be good. Everyone understand that? That's the logic of Rashi. You don't need halachic ownership. If you don't have it in this case, so that's right. It's not necessary. You know what I'm saying? What Rashi's saying is, even if you want to say everybody, you know, has some connection. In other words, I don't want to go into it now, but there's something called, you know, in a certain sense in halacha, there's a corporate entity of Klal Yisrael, right? There's a corporate entity of Klal Yisrael. Every person has a stake or has a share in it. Okay, good. But it's not a halachic ownership because it's less than a shavapruta's worth. Okay, it may be good for whatever else, but it's not a halachic ownership. Yeah.
I don't know, a little bit more. Today, because there are 12 million Jews in the world.
Oh, I got 14 million, yeah.
But, I mean, there are plenty of buildings that are more than $14 million in value.
So. Very good. So now, 14 million, well, it'll be more because it's a penny, not a dollar. But so you're alluding to a question which Achronim asked, which we'll Be'ez Hashem get to tomorrow. You know, is that true that you have to, that halachic ownership, they have to have more than a shel pruta's worth? Yeah, that's what some of the Achronim discuss. You know, certain things aren't worth a pruta that we own. Let's say by the law of Esther, right? That's what some of the Arabis. The Arabis, they grow, you know, Arabis, I mean, I don't know, anybody, I mean, even Esther, you know, so Esther, you could buy Esther for $80. You know, I know somebody who on Erev Sukkos, okay, Erev Sukkos, person lives in Barabar, Erev Sukkos, he goes to buy about an hour or two before Yontif. All the Esther on the table, like $5, right? Because the guy's got to get rid of him, right? The price plummets. Well, now imagine Arovas. The tree died, but I had an Arovas bush by my house. It grows very easily. You plant the stick in the house, you know. My wife wanted to get rid of it. It grows like wild, you know. It goes up to the second floor. I mean, it was enormous. And every time I opened the back door, half the Arovas were in the kitchen. It was right near the door, and they closed. You had a sweet plan, and finally, the problem was that my particular bush would blossom, unfailing at the end of the summer. By the time Sukkot came, it was dying away. But anyway, Arova says nothing is what pruta is not worth that. Right? So that's a very good question. We have to hold off on that for right now. Okay? And is Rashi is correct. But conceptually, what he's saying is halakhic ownership. The question is, do you need halakhic ownership? Okay? It's a good point. So I'm not dismissing the question. We're coming back to it. No, that's kind of crazy, the question. Yeah.
What is the phrase bizarre?
One after the other. In other words, he's just saying, practically speaking, you have a sukkah that's going to hold all of Klal Yisrael. The sukkah is going to be the size of, I don't know, Manhattan. I don't know what kind of sukkah is that, right? It means they're coming in one after the other. It shifts. In other words,
if it's for shul, does it Does it still have to be one by one?
Yes, I think Rashi is saying. Yeah, I think Rashi is saying that practically speaking, doesn't mean that it doesn't mean when the drasha of Sukkah Shakoyzah doesn't mean that everybody has to be able to use it once. Right? It means that theoretically it could be in there in groups and shifts. Okay. I'm going to come back to Rashi in a moment. Let's just read the rest of the Rashi, right? So what is the Gemara asks? What does the Chachamim do? I mean, what did the Melezer do with the phrase "Kol Ezach Yisrael"? So talking about a kid who became an adult, Ben Taim or Ger Ben Taim, right? So Ben Taim is Juchol Shemoy. The Kotan Shnis Gadol. Tzomchu Bo Beisarach. They developed the physical signs of an adulthood. Okay, B'moed on Yotir. But also high kol the rabbiya she also sukkah b'chol shmoyed masha ein kain but mechuyu kol l'chein k'dam rolezer la'el. Okay, rolezer Bob said that if you were obligated on the first days and didn't have a sukkah, you can't build one chol shmoyed. Right. So that's why we need a special ribbon. Tell me if you weren't obligated, let's say a cotton or a guy was a goy before, so he wasn't obligated in sukkah, and now he is. So basically, that means because even though for the rest of us sukkah is just 7 days, right? So for this kid who becomes bar mitzvah, a little sukkah, so this ger, his sukkah is 4 days, so he can build the sukkah, right? Okay. Rabbanan came with Omar and the osin sukkah b'chol shmoyed, v'afilo mishu m'chuyu kodam l'chein, v'lo osa, even somebody who was obligated from the beginning, a regular Jewish adult was obligated from the beginning of Yom to have a sukkah, and didn't, he can build a sukkah on chol shmoyed, it's a sulo, it's a high, the rabbi, the buye, you don't even need a special pasuk to tell about a kid who becomes bar mitzvah, it's chol shmoyed, obviously, okay? Okay. Yeah, so that's the sugya. So let's take a look now at Tosfos. It's a bit of a difficult Tosfos because it goes off on a tangent in the middle, like in parentheses, if we're writing it today. So let's take a look at Tosfos. So in any event, Rashi, as we said, had this drusha, okay? Rashi has the drusha that, Rashi had this drusha that Rashi explained the drasha that sukkah shaula is good according to the Chachamim because of this reaper of Kol Yisrael of Kol Ezach Yisrael, right? And it can't be talking about a shukla situation because it's not a halachic ownership. Take a look in Tosfos Kol Ezach Yisrael Yeshua Sukkah. It's the long Tosfos Mashma Sukkah Achas Kol Yisrael. That's what it says in the notebooks of Rashi. Okay? And Tosfos now adds the phrase. Rashi gave this interpretation about owning and it can't be a full halakhic ownership for no reason. He went into this problem for no reason. Okay? He did not need to say that. Okay? Why? The cave on the cost of lecha, okay, because the word lecha, hagasukas lecha, generally by itself excludes shukvin. And there is nothing to do whether you're going to have halachic ownership or not going to have halachic ownership. That's not the question. In other words, the implication of Rashi is, and it's an important point, that a sukkah of shukvin would be good, not if all of Klai Yisrael, but if me and you and another couple got together, another family got together, and we built our sukkah jointly, as you sometimes have, you know, in apartment complexes and so on and so forth, that would be good. But the problem is not a sukkah of shutfus. Right? Shutfus, according to Rashi, shutfus works. Right? It only doesn't work if it's so many people that nobody has a halakhically recognizable share. But if you have a handful of people, now you might be thinking, so what's the cutoff point? It's a good question. Cut a point with everyone has several things to shove a proof. That would determine that. But if everybody has some sort of a share, then according to Rashi, you come out such a sukkah is good. Right? The pasuk is excluding a shu'ula, okay, but it's not necessarily excluding shutfin. A sukkah owned by shutfin, there's nothing wrong with that per se. According to Rashi is learning. The problem is, a sukkah that not everybody has a shavakruta's word. And Tosfos says, Rashi yahaks about that for no reason. Because the cave of the cost of lecha, limute b'shut for the shutra mashma. Tosfos holds the word lecha, hagasukas tasa lecha, already excludes shutfin. Never mind shavakruta or not shavakruta. Okay, even according to this point, the word l'cha by itself, harka sukkah stasa l'cha by itself, would in fact exclude a sukkah belonging to Shufin, even if it would be a small group. And they would have a shavah proof this word. And Tosa now, this is a part of parenthesis. He put a little print. Kinemucha, Bereshus Hagez, Gabe Truma, Bechala, Upeya, Betuba, the Chachoshiv Hosam. It's not necessary to spend the time. Tosus brings a raya from another Gemara that also we find either the word Lecha or some similar such word where the Gemara says that it excludes a situation where it's owned by partners. And the Tosus says, generally speaking, we find other places where the word lecha, used in a pasuk, excludes a situation of shufus. Not because they didn't have a shavapruta, they did have a shavapruta, the Tosus is irrelevant. Okay? You look in the Gemara in Chul and Kuf Lam and Vav, by Truma, Chala, Peh, Betuva, buried in the numerous things, the Chachashiv Hasam. Vafilo Esrog Nami, Dixi Belachem, Loshan Rabin, Amrinan B'yesh Nochle, the Gemara Baba Basra, Ha'achim, brothers, Shekano esok betfisus habayis v'notlo echano yotzebo im yochala ochlo kagon deika esok yotzeb chal chad v'chad yotza v'im yad in lav lo yotza v'lachem mash v'shekulo shelo v'lo mitzoso. So Tosus basically says you have an esok, the sons inherited an estate, okay, and among the estate was an esok, and they used some of the money from the estate to buy an esrog, and one of them, which they jointly owned, okay, and one of them used the esrog, okay. So theoretically, if he could have eaten it, meaning there's enough, an equal amount to go around to everybody, okay, then the esrog would be good, because that's what lachem means. So what emerges from there is that the lachem over there means that everybody has to have the shufin will be no good. It wouldn't be good if they were all jointly owners of the esrog. It's only if each one could get an esrog of the same value and so on. Okay, that's what comes out again. V'lav lo yotz de lachem mashe kulo shelo v'lo mitzoso. Right, the word lachem means what? Exclusive ownership. So in a case where the estate was such that there was an esrog, all the brothers could get an esrog, so good. I took one, you'll take the other, you'll take the third, and everyone lives happily ever after. Then it's okay. Okay, then it's okay. But not that they jointly own the esrog. In other words, basically what's happening here, they didn't divvy up the estate yet, but it was sukkah's time, so one of them grabbed the esrog. So what do you mean, how is that esrog good? All the brothers jointly own it. The answer is, if there's enough for everybody to get one, so then you could say, we're all going to get it anyway, so you took yours, I took mine, he took his, and he took his, right? But the point is, again, without the details of the sugya, what emerges from there? That lochem means what? Exclusive ownership. That's what comes out. All right, that's what Tosa is trying to get. This is all parenthetical, not parenthetical, this is his riot, okay? That v'lav lo yotzeh d'lochem mash shekulo shelo v'lo mitzoso. Then he says, "V'lo damo lebig dechem bar yisosechem u'chumosechem parakresh takez the shal shutfin bechlal." Okay, he says, in other cases where it doesn't say the word lachem specifically, it says big dechem bar yisosechem chumosechem the shutfin is included. V'had etziv lachem l'shram mishmandi boyle l'michtav l'kachtem l'shan rabim the darshin meparak luba rovish they lekichal echal echad be'echad. Okay, that close parenthesis again. In other words, that's so to speak, where he's just bringing a raya, basically, that the term lecha will come to exclude shutfin. Therefore, it doesn't matter whether you have shavaput's word, not a shavaput's word, just a second. Yeah. And just contrast that lachem and lachem, the other gemara. Again, if you want to go over it, I don't want to spend a lot of the time on it. But the point of the key point of Tosus is that the term lecha in our pasuk, bottom line, comes to tell you that any type of partnership is no good because it's not exclusively yours. All right, now we come back to where that little yudalad is. That just tells you to say umidibarbinan, no? Yeah, umidibarbinan suka achas l'chol Yisrael shema minal delo darshi l'chol l'mute shula umuk milal mute gzula. She says, so 1 second. So evidently, the word l'chol, since we're marbe, from the drasha of suka achas l'chol Yisrael, shema minal delo darshi l'chol l'mute shula. Okay? In other words, theoretically, says Tosus, Sha'ula and Shurfin, the Sukkah Shal Shurfin, the Sukkah Shal should go together, right? Exclusive ownership, right? But since we have, that's nothing to do with owning the Shavuot Pruta, but since we have another Drosha to be Marbe something, what is the other Drosha being Marbe? What does the other Drosha say works? Sha'ula. Okay, Sha'ula does work. So Tosus says, we can figure out that Sha'ula works even without Rashi's whole limud. Well, it can't be talking about everybody else because it's not a Shavaputa. Must be that everybody has, that you don't need a joint, any kind of ownership, right? Therefore, Sha'ula is good. Tosa says, even without any of that, Shutfin, so Shutfin is no good from the word L'cha. But now I would think that Sha'ula goes along with Shutfin. From the same source, it's got exclusive ownership. But, and that's what we would say, except since there's another drush of Kol Yisrael, Midbar Binan, okay? Sukkah Achav, Kol Yisrael, Shema Minah, Delo Dar Shil L'cha L'mutei Shula. Okay? And so what does the L'cha then exclude? Okay? So, M'kmina L'mutei Gzula. Okay? That's what comes out from Tosis. Now, Umihu Kosha, Hagabe Tzitzis Mar Binan D'Shutvim, Niksiv Big Dehem, Umamitun Shula, Niksiv Ksuzcha. Wait a second. By tzitzis is a din that a tzitzis is a garment owned by Shutfin is chayv in tzitzis because it says al kanfei really to be dechem, okay, and therefore it includes Shutfin umid in shula. But a borrowed garment does require tzitzis. That's why, by the way, if you try on a pair of tzitzis in the store or the talis who doesn't have string, that's okay because it's not yours. Okay, so we don't. When it's borrowed, it's no good. Miksiv ksuscha. Okay, parashat gates. Okay, so why don't we have the same drush over here? In other words, by tzitzis, they also have, you have two, you have one place where it says lachan, another place that says lachan, again, conflicting drushes. And there, by tzitzis, the conclusion is what? That shoshurfin works, or is included in the mitzvah, and shul is not. So why not say that here? Right? Like you understand Tosis Kasha? Why not say the same thing here by Sukkah as we said by Tzitzis? Namely, what again? That by Tzitzis, Shutfin works and Shula. I'm sorry, Shutfin quote unquote works and Shula doesn't work. Okay, so again, why not say the same thing here? So Tosis says Ulapirusha Kuntris Nicha. Okay, according to Rashi, it's beautiful. Why? Dal Karchach Yotzin B'Shula Midrabin Sukkah Achas Yisrael. Rashi says because that brush has got to be talking about Sha'ula. That's exactly what Rashi said. Maybe that's motivated Rashi. That the drush by us, by Sula, can't be coming to include Shurfin. Why, says Rashi? Because you're not going to get a Shavu Pruta. Right? That, in other words, if you're going to be Marba one and Mamayat the other, says Rashi, you have to be Marba Sha'ula, that it works by Sha'ula, and not by Shurfin. Okay? Why? So Rashi said, because by Shurfin, clearly, the drush of Kol Yisrael, comes to teach that it's got to become a teacher of Shula works, not Shutfin, because you don't have a Shavu Pruta. That's what led Rashi to that conclusion. Do you follow? Want to make it clear? Say it again. It's a little confusing. And that's why I want to look, that's why I put it among the comments. In the back, you have the Chacham Shlomo, the Marshal, and Maram try to explain it, because it's a little difficult. But let's go over it again. According to, by the mitzvah tzitzis, you also seem to have conflicting drasha, right? It says big dechem, which seems to be more inclusive. On the other hand, it says that's in the parasha tzitzis. Al kanfei big dechem. Oh, it says big dechem. I'm sorry. Al kanfei big dechem. I'm sorry. Right, which is an inclusive term, right? More than one. Right. On the other hand, it says in parashas kiseitzei gedilim tase lecha al arba kanfos ksuscha, which implies yours alone. Okay, so, and there the halacha declares if the garment is a garment belonging to shukfin, there is a chiyuv tzitzis. But if it's a borrowed garment, there is no chiyuv tzitzis. So it comes to include within the mitzvah tzitzis. Okay, in the mitzvah is included shukfin and excluded borrow. Shul. So Tosfos wonders, well, why not say the same thing by sukkah? Okay, again, we have conflicting drushes. We have Chagas Sukkos Tasa Lecha. And then we have Kol Ezra, right? However the drusha works. Kol Ezra. So why not say, Tosfos wonders, why not say the same thing by sukkah? That it comes to include a sukkah of shukfin and exclude shu'ulah. Exclude shu'ulah. So according to Rashi, it works out very well. I'll tell you why. It can't come to include shukfin, because the phrase kol yisrael implies that what? Everybody has a share, but they're not going to have a shava pruta. Okay, you're not going to have a shava pruta's worth. So it's not going to work. Okay, it's not going to work. Therefore, if every Jew is going to sit in the same sukkah, what does it have to be? Shul. It has to be shul is included. And shukfin's not. But Rashi would say, if the shukfin do have a shava pruta, then a harami. It'll work too. Right? Okay, so that's what comes out. That's what tells me the Pirusha Kuntri Smicha works out well according to Rashi. Where is it now? The Al Karchav Yotzim B'Shul. Shu'ula's got to work. The Pasuk of Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael has got to be teaching that Shu'ula works. Okay, it has to. It can't be teaching that Shu'ula from work because in the case of the very case of the drasha, shukfin doesn't work because you don't have shava pruta's work. So therefore, what must it be including that pasuk shu'ula? Okay, midubar bina sukach v'so. Okay, period. So that's what comes out of the question of what does Tosis do. The little things are difficult. We'll have to see. But that's so. In any event, again, what emerges from us is as follows. According to Tosis, you don't need that whole limit of Rashi relating to shava pruta because you can prove that a sukkah shu'ula is good without that. Okay? Because if a sukkah shu'ula would be puzzle, okay, then how do you have kol yisrael ru'in l'shav sukkah achas even if they have a shava pruta? According to Tosu, based on those rayas, again, you don't have to emphasize, but l'cha always teaches you what is a general rule. He has his other gemara. L'cha always teaches that shukfin doesn't work. Even with shava pruta. Okay, that's what Lecha does. Lecha excludes shukfin. So Mamela, so the word Lecha excludes shukfin. So therefore, that's how we know that the ribuy of Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael has got to be for Shu'ula. Nothing to do with Shava Pruta. The Tosfos acknowledges, there's a question of why don't we make this parallel to Tzitzis. Okay, so it's a kasha. But Lemaisa, it comes out according to Tosfos that you don't need Rashi's limud, that the word Lecha, yeah, I'm sorry. A sukkah shu'ula is kosher, okay, ksherah. A sukkah shu'ula is valid according to Tosfos, because if it wouldn't be valid, then how are you ever going to be mekayin the pasuk call yeshiva sukkahs? Wait, you tell me shufin, but the word lecha excludes shufin automatically. And call it tarkula, right? And various other gemaras. So it should be the case over here too. Mele comes to include shu'ula. That's what comes out. Yeah. Okay, and there's some who hold that you see from the end that Tosfos changes mind. Because of that kasha from Tzitzis. That with his drasha doesn't work all the way. Okay, something changes mind or he just says the kasha. Good question. You're right. Okay? Good. Let's just finish up the Tosfos, because then Tosfos asks the right interesting question. Okay, the Tema, the Lebelezer, but does anyone see that's why if I were to tell you, I would put that part in parenthesis, you should really read it. Okay? Let's go back up to the fifth line. Okay, of Tosfos. Al chinam dochak, the came on the cost of lecha. Since it's lecha, lemute the shukfin mashma. That excludes shukfin. Now skip down to where I told you to close the parentheses. The flow would be better if you had the, I'm not telling you if you want to write in puns or not, but just for now, humor me, okay, and follow along, you'll see the flow of Tosfos better. Because again, he goes into something with Rashi on the Gemara, I didn't put on the Maamar Kama, it'll take too much time to go through, and it's not necessary, just telling you that Lecha comes in the Maamar Shurfin is a general rule, okay? So if you mark off afterward the Shurfin Mashma on line, it's line 6 of Tosfos, and then you go down to where that Yudalad is, Umidah with the parentheses, should say Umidah, missing a dalad, Umidah Marbinon. So, Kafa, so read that as one phrase, right? So let's go back upstairs and we'll read it that way. Valchinam Docha, the Kavan, the Kosav, Lecha, Lim Ute, the Shutfin Mashma. The word Lecha excludes Shutfin. Now go down. Umidah Marbina, on the other hand, since we're Marbis, Sukkah, Achas, the Chol Yisrael, okay, then Shema Minah, the Lo Darshi Lecha, Lim Ute Shula. Something's got to work, okay? Because it's got to work. You just told me Shurfin doesn't work. So what does work? Shula. You follow? I'm saying without, you know, if we were writing certain things today, there were kinds of footnotes, okay? Sometimes this middle part of Tosfos like a footnote. And I'm not saying it's not important. He's bringing you riots that I didn't know that rule. Talking about the Tosfos, right? But we didn't know that rule that Lecha generally. But I think the flow is simpler if you read it that way. If that helps you. Then see it that way, right? In other words, now you see exactly. L'cha comes to exclude what? Shufas. So then what is being what is the phrase kolezer shall be marbe? What's left? Shula. Okay? Shula. So you don't need Rashi's whole limud well if they don't have a shavaput. I don't care about that. Says Tosfos. But again, what emerges from there is the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos regarding shufin with is Shavaprut is worth. Rashi would seem to say that works, whereas Tosfos said, no, that's included in Lechol. Right? So that's a byproduct of that. Now, did Tosfos change his mind with what you're asking? That's a good question, okay? Because he brings up, maybe he is changing his mind. But hopefully, yeah.
If he doesn't change his mind, then what?
This doesn't answer Kash, what to say. Okay? But we'll see. But let's just finish up the Tosfos, because now it's a different question. The Tema, the Belezer, the boy, Sukkah Shalachem, according to Belezer, that not, you know, again, Rebelezer uses the pus of Kol Ezra for Yisrael for something totally different. So according to him, what's excluded by the Lecha? Everything. Shurfin, with Shavaputa, without Shavaputa, Shaula, Zula, everything's excluded. Right? So the question is, one second, the Tema, the Rebelezer, the boy, Sukkah Shalachem, Ein Shnai Yotzim Sukkah Echad La'olam. So if that's the case, I don't know your family, so you need a sukkah, your father needs a sukkah, your brothers over by mitzvah need a sukkah, your uncle needs a sukkah, your grandma, you have to have 12 sukkahs in one family. Right? How does that, well, what's the deal there? Right? Okay, the women don't need women apart, but the men over by mitzvah, right? He says, the Eitzar of Lechol B'nei Habayi, Sukkah Lechol Echad V'Echad. According to Belezer, right, I mean, we take this to its logical extension, you'd need an individual sukkah for every member of the household. Right? So, and that would be just, you know, unusual, okay? So, it's a good question. And that is the simple logical extension of, I mean, you know, when, let's say I'm building a sukkah, and my son is coming for sukkah, and my daughter and son-in-law are coming. So what, they can't eat my sukkah? By them it's barred, even if I'm going to charge them, right? I'll charge them, it'll be like in their chanukah, you know, they got to contribute something. Okay, according to Velez, it doesn't work. Okay, we don't pass any of Velez, fine. But according to him, you mean to tell me that everybody needs their own sukkah in their family? It's a little strange to make deposit such a possibility. So, what does he say? The Shema have a marvel of Siteshu Keita Duru. Okay, we'll leave that next word out. That's a further question. Okay. Shecholam Leishav Yachad B'Sukkah Achas. He says, no, even a Velez doesn't quite fit you. The same household. These are people who live in my house. So we go back to the old Teshu Kain Taduru. Okay, in my home, I don't have but one house, and then, you know, when my son comes over, build a different house, and my son will come to a different house, everyone lives in the same house. So a normal thing is household members. Household members. Okay, household members count as household members. Okay, so then they don't even know the sukkah. Because why? Because the Teshu Kain Taduru. That's like normal living. You have your children, you live in the house. Right, that my son's over by mitzvah, they can build his own sukkah, and then build his own house. It was in my house. Right? So that's how he answers that problem. Finally, Umashenagu kol hakol liknos esur b'shutfus lotzes bo. And he asks an interesting question. Again, we can't relate to this today at all, because today everybody has their own lumen esur. Okay? I mean, I don't know. Have you ever seen someone in your shul without lumen esur? It almost never happens. Once in a while, I'm sure some guy comes in, you know. But I remember in my lifetime, okay, when people were not as, I don't want to say not as committed to mitzvahs, but it was expensive, the lumen esur, whatever. I remember, I grew up in Teaneck, New Jersey, and I remember there were many people in shul and sukkahs, Orthodox Jews, Shomer Shabbos, not necessarily so learned, but who didn't have lumen esur. The shul bought a few extras and had it out in the bima. Okay, I forget how it worked on the first day. I don't know that now, but they would have out on the bina lumen esur for people to use, and they would take turns using it. In Europe, not that long ago, sometimes you'd have an esur for the whole town, one esur, one lumen esur for the whole town, because it just wasn't easy to get, especially if you lived in a town somewhere. Who's in? You know, today it's a whole different economy, it's a whole different world. You go to you buy, you know, everybody gets lumen esur. But in especially in Europe, where in the northern parts of Europe, where by this time of year it's cold, and esrog is obviously from the, you know, Middle Eastern type of climate, the citrus fruit, and the love, they're hard to get. You know, like I said, robins grow pretty well everywhere, but some of the other things are hard to get. You know, you didn't have; it was difficult to get. So Tosa says, "Umashenah in his time, okay, Mashenah who kol hakol liknos esrog b'shutus lotzo died on lahatnos kol hakol kol chaver b'shol shemivar amanas lahachzir." The pilshin is not they bolo gora hamat matam and asla hachzir dishma matam. I don't want to go into that issue now, but basically, when esrog, what they used to do in the town sometimes was everybody chipped in because it was expensive to get it. Had to be shipped from wherever, you know. There are stories of the brisker rav where the government to let it come in because it was that to pay a tariff on it, imported fruits. I mean, all kinds of stories we're going to think about today. But it was, again, not that long ago. So what they used to do, sometimes they would collect, everybody wanted a bit to participate, would give a few dollars, because it was very expensive to get one little esrog. I think I said this to you guys. I think that today the average 10-year-old probably saw a better esrog than Gedolei Torah saw in Europe, because it was difficult to get. Okay, by the days of Bala Tosa, apparently that was the practice. It was not so easy to get. So everyone would chip in. It would be very expensive to get an esrog. Everyone in the town would chip in. So now how does that work? Isn't that shufas? And like we said, the only part of Tosa of an esrog, it doesn't work. So now the answer is that when I chipped in my $5, you chipped in your $5, he chipped in his $5, whatever the amount was, the understanding was the das. The das was that when you're using it, I'm makna to you my chelik of $5. It's not a shavapruta issue. We each have an esrog now. The whole esrog costs $100. And 20 people chipped in $5 to this esrog. So now you're picking up the esrog. Well, what do I mean? It's not yours. I have a share, and he has a share, and he has a share. So Tosa says, no, but since they bought it that way, they had in mind that I had in mind when I'm picking it up, I'm makna to you my share in the esrog. And when I'm picking it up, you're makna to me your share in the esrog. Right? It's similar to what Tosa says, but also is a matana amanas lahatzir. Matana is a gift. We consider that a matana. Later on, I think of it back, but for right now, it's a matana. That's done still today, you know, on the first day. Sometimes the male will give it to somebody else as a matana. Right? That's totally yours. They can give it back to me as a matana. Right? Problem with doing that with a kid. Don't do the kid on the bar mitzvah. You can't give it back to me. That's a lot. Can be machna, well, can be kona, but not machna. Okay. Anyway, that's the tosis. Okay. So I put on again, just so you get used to seeing. It's a little bit of a difficult tosis. I think we explained it, but let's take a look anyway in the back. Okay, on the pages of the Maharsha. On the pages of the Maharsha, because the Achronim tried just to work out, just explain what tosis is getting at, because it's a little bit hard. You know, the tosis is a little bit difficult. Again, I think putting that middle part in parenthesis helps. If it does help, it's good. It helped me. But let's take a look at, I don't know what page is going to be in your volume. In mine, it's a good page. But it's the Maharsha, which is after the Rosh. Okay? So let's take a look first at the Chochma Shlomo. That's the Maharshal, or Shlomo Luria. Okay? Dura Maso, Amat Toz, it's called Ezra. I don't see it. Michov Zahana Beis. Don't see it? Okay, so let's nirbein nunbe is nirbeinan pirish. Kol hecha, he just spells it out, I think clearly it'll give us a good grasp of the Tosaf. He says, Kol hecha dechsiv loshon lecha. Okay. In nismayet bo shula, hu adin nismayet bo shufus. The motzina kama ki hai gav liberations. I guess he spells out that middle part of Tosaf. He says, it basically, the Marshal says the word lecha, okay, in general, you know, he's saying the Tosis is bothered. There's no real. What does lecha mean? Like I said when I read you the Tosis, exclusive ownership. So that includes both Shaula and Shufis, right? So he says the word lecha in Mismay Boshu, who adin is my pay Shufis. The Matsino Kamo Kihai Gav, Liberatius Hagez. Okay, that Rish Hagez is the name of Perak and Chula. The Goncha, Sodcha, the Ma'aitinan Shufis. After lo shachi shom sheila, okay. There, borrowing is not the issue. The issue is shufus, and that excludes in the lachar or lachem. In that case, I will say chem or sadcha, digan cha. That excludes shufus. Okay, v'kalav in kain. I'm sorry, v'koshli in kain. He have medir hocha gabisuk kashul who had in shufus. Okay. Well, if that's the case, and if the two go hand in hand, so then the phrase lacha by us, which is Memayat Shula, should also be Memayat what? Shutfus. Okay? Because, again, nothing to do with this Tosis, right? They explain Tosis. Nothing to do with Shabbat Pruta, not Shabbat Pruta. It excludes Shutfus also. The word Lecha excludes Shutfus also. So he says, Sim Kain Hecha Mekaima Kola Ezek Yisrael, El Lecha Lo Bo Lemute Lo Shuva Lo Shutfus, Veino Bo El Al Gzula. So here, the word Lecha is only on Gzula. Okay, it only comes to exclude Gezula. Okay, that's how the Chochmah Shama learns, that Shul and Shufus, Shatei learns what Tosis means. The Shul and the Shufus go together. Okay, next to the Chochmah Shama, you have the, yeah.
It sounds like he's saying that the reason you can't explain that Lecha is going to be in my Shufus here is because then we don't know what to do with Kol Ezra.
Right, the conflicting drushes.
I mean, we wouldn't have a use for Kol Ezra.
In effect.
If not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, now next to the Chochmah Shalom, you have the Maram. This is not the Maram Gutenberg, it's Maram Lublin. Okay? And in the back, just for those who are not aware, the Marshal, the Maram, the Chochmah Shalom very often try to explain Rashi and Tosis, the Kashas and Rashi and Tosis, and, you know, and the explanation. So he has, on Kola Ezra, he says, he's also bothered. I guess everybody's bothered by the same thing that's bothering me, like the. I like the opening words of the Maram. See what it says, Chazan Reis, after a long day, the Hemshech Dibre HaTosa. The Hemshech, the Tosa is a little bit choppy. You know, I'm glad he found it that way too. That's how I found it too. And I found it easier to put those parentheses, but he said, the Hemshech Dibre HaTosa is Kachem. Okay? Ritzon Lomar, the Ezra Marbina Misuka Achas. Yevshah Lukma B'Shufus. The Halacha Lamute Shufus Mashma. Right? Ezra can't be Marba Shufus because the Lacha is Mamayat Shufus. Ritzon Lomar Mashmas, the Lacha Imut Shufus, Kemo Shol. Again, according to those, they go together. Okay? Yeah? That's what Tosis is saying. Again, but Tosis' premise, not like Rashi, Tosis' premise is Shul and Shul, you know, that's why when I explained it, I said in those words, exclusive ownership. Exclusive ownership means not shufus and not shula, right? That's the Maram. Okay, you know, this helps you. It's good. I don't want to, you know, spend too much time on this. The next Dibur Maskel in Maram, just a moment. You see, so again, at this point, so the Maram and the Marshal both explain that the Kavon of Tosis is to prove that either way, nothing to do with the Shabbat Pruta, Lecha comes to exclude only Gzula, in effect. That's what comes down. Bottom line, according to the Tosis, the way the Maram and the Marshal just explained it, the word Lecha excludes only Gzula, okay? Because since general Lecha comes to exclude Shufin, and there's no real logic to distinguish in shuf and shu'ula, okay, because they're not lecha, they're not exclusive ownership. Neither shu'ula doesn't mean it's your exclusive ownership, neither shufa doesn't mean your exclusive ownership. And that's how he understands what's required, exclusive ownership, yeah.
Can we just apply logic of a dial here, and we wouldn't be able to...
What's called a home, yeah.
Meaning, just like in a resource, it comes in kind of sadcha, where shufa supplies, and therefore, that's where shufa supplies, and... Shu'la doesn't apply. So then, so to here in the case where Shu'la applies and Shu'la doesn't apply, we can only apply Shu'la, but we can't necessarily apply Shu'la.
Okay, so actually, we're going to see if the Ran, I'll just say that there's. Hold that thought, okay? I got to adjust what you said. But it might be. But I'm saying within the Maharam and the Chacham Shalom and the Maharshal, okay, Lecha. The shufa and shula go together, okay? Because lecha implies exclusive ownership, and therefore the only thing that's coming excluded is gzul, okay? And therefore you don't have to come out to Rashi, and you know, because of the shavapruta. Even if it is a shavapruta, self calls self, the lecha excludes shufa anyways, and therefore also shula. There's no chiluk between them. That's what comes out according to Tosafot. According to Tosafot, the way Chacham Shalom and Maharam just explained it, Shukta and Shul is head and tail the same coin. Those go together. Bottom line. So therefore, it doesn't matter whether you have Shavuot or not Shavuot. That's what he says. Okay? The very end, the next Divrei Maaseh, the Maharam asks, and maybe this is what you're getting, I'm not sure, but it doesn't come to it from that angle. He says, why not say... Let's see this out. First, he just explains what does it mean. What it talks on your issue whether Tosfos is chozer or not. Okay, based on that kasha from Tzitzit, he says nearly. Just a moment. Yeah. And nearly libros in kain hakanam nidush hakal afrish akundus nicham dal kain yotzim v'shol right. That's right. When he says lekam, that's a kasha. Why don't we say the following? He says you don't say this. It's an implied question. Right? Lekam is always an implied question. Why not say the following? Why not say the following? Neimar ikav nukma ezrach l'shol ulechal mutei shufin. One second. Why not say, okay, Tosfos, I understand that lecha always excludes shufin. Okay, that was Tosfos' position, right? Lecha always excludes shufin. But maybe the phrase of kol ha'ezrach comes to say that shu'ula is okay. Okay, that shu'ula is okay. Why not say, in other words, why not say, again, you don't need to come on to not having a shavapruta. We'll give you, like Tosa says, lecha is excluding shufas. Okay, lecha excludes shufas. I got that. But maybe kol ha'ezrach v'yisrael yeshu v'sukas comes and it teaches you a drasha of shaula. In other words, you don't have to come on to the Rashi's way. In other words, by tzitzis. We had a drasha, but this could answer, this is why some say Tosfos wasn't necessarily chozer. What was Tosfos' kasha? Tosfos from Tzitzis. You see that from Tzitzis, the bottom line is that Tzitzis, Shula and Shufin are split up. Right? Shula and Shufin are split up. Shufin, there's a requirement of Tzitzis. Shula, there's no requirement. Shufin is in, Shula is out by Tzitzis, right? So we said, why not say the same thing here? So according to Rashi, again, they come into Rashi because the Shufin can't work over here. But Tosfos could have answered, this is what the Maharam is getting at. Tosfos could have answered, you're right. Except over here we say it the other way around. Over here we say, Lecha by Sukkah excludes Shufin, and the other Drasha includes Shula. Right? Again, you don't need, he says, it'll appear Shakuntras Nicha, which you suggest there's some doom that shows that Tosfos changes his mind, comes back to Rashi, and it's a perfectly legitimate way to learn. The Maharam is saying, why say that? Why is it better according to Rashi? Still forget about Rashi. Still forget about Shoshana Pruta. Shurfin is never good. We're going to keep Lecha here like it always means, to exclude Shurfus, right? We're going to leave it like it means over there in paragraphs, I guess, those other writers that we had in what I called the parenthesis in the Aaron Paratos is good. So what is called as a Kavdi Marga? Shula. That's the Maran. It's a logical point. So he's basically bothered by why not say, why does Tosus say that Lepirish HaKunz works out better? Doesn't really. Okay, you can just say it the other way around. Now we have to figure out why by tzitz is this way, why by us is that way. Okay, but that's what the answer is. He says because again, lekel ameimar. Look at the imkay neimar ibcha v'nukma ha'ezrach l'shaul. The riboy of kol ha'ezrach includes what l'shaula and l'cha l'mute shurfin. He says because it's illogical. That's why mishum de mistavra lesser yoser b'shaul. Okay, if I had a choice without knowing anything, okay, what would I say is more likely to be no good? What would I say is more likely, said the Maharal, what would I say is more likely to be no good? I think it's more likely to be no good of the two is Sha'ula. Why? Because there are, huh?
Because you
don't have any ownership. It's true by Shurfus, I don't have exclusive ownership, but at least what? At least I have something, right? It's mine. In some sense, it's mine. Right? Logically, I would exclude Shu'ula before I exclude Shurfus. No? Because at least by Shurfus, I have some chelik in it. By Shu'ula, I have zero chelik in it. I have permission to be there from you, but I have no chelik in it. So that's a Nishum de Mistabra, Lesser Yosef Mishol Mishutim. The Kevon de Meha'ezuch Afin Lahat de Mishol. So therefore, we're going to learn that Ezrach says that Shul is very good. So Kol Shekein the Mutar Shulfas, in came Mutar Lachol Lekalum El Gazel. In other words, basically, the Maram is answering, is that you could say that, but it's not logical. But to come and say that the what he proposed, right? What he says Lekalamena, he says that Kol Ezrach comes to say that. Karezov comes to say that Shaul's no good. I'm sorry, that, again, that Karezov comes to say that Shaul's good, that Shaul's good, Bard is good. And Lecha comes to say that what? Shurfus is no good. That doesn't make sense logically. If we're going to insist that Karezov comes to say that Shaul is good, then Shurfus also has to. The logic is like that. It's illogical to say that Sha'ula is good and Shurfus is not good. So if, as we said, Kala Ezra we saw comes to include Sha'ula as being good, then it's illogical to say that Shurfus is no good. Okay? So therefore, you have to say that what's excluded by Lecha is only Zula. Okay? So that's how the Maram says. It's a logical point. Okay? Let's turn now to the sheets, having trying to digest all this, and come to the ritual. And the Chedusha ritual. Yeah? So, the ritual in source 7. Again, I know it's a little bit confusing, but I hope you go over it again, you'll chazor over it, it'll fit in. Okay, what's the ritual, what's being again? The starting point here is that there's a drusha that we're marga, and there's another drusha that we're mamet, right? The figure we're mamet. So what are we in Maiv or in Margaret? Okay? Now, let's look at the Kedusha Ritual. The Ritual says, Tanya, 7. Well, as long as you change your idea, you have to reach the law, and the law, and fine, that's the Ritual of theory. Me the Komedame Lululuv, Mashma the Sukkos HaShutfin, Ein Yotzim Rov Yachad, Keshem Shen Yotzim Shneem, Belulov, Shal Shitov Mishum Shol. Okay? Okay, period. What I think the Rishon is driving at in this opening line here is, well, why does the Gemara begin? It's a funny Gemara. It begins with just why not just talk straight? You can't sit in a borrowed sukkah, right? According to Belezer. And according to Chum, you can. Why bring up this whole well, the lulav is like this, the sukkah is like that. Well, what's the purpose of the opening statement? Kishen, right? All those extra words, the beginning of the sukkah. Follow the four prints over here. Kishen, shein, adam, yotzim, yomtim, rishon, belov, shavarer, kach, eni, yotzim, sukkah, shavarer. Why not just say what? Ein adam, yotzim, the sukkah, sukkah, shavarer. Period. What if they say, well, the lulav, just like my lulav is no good, so too my sukkah is no good. And the chacham said, no, even though my lulav is no good, it's yet good by sukkah. Well, what do you mean all that? Who's talking about lulav here? Follow question? I think that's the most driving. Why all the verbiage here? Okay? Why do we have to bring up this connection between sukkah and lulav? Okay? Why not just say, ein adam yotzei chamas, the sukkah, chavero. Okay? So he says, I think, the Ritvah says, he says, because we're trying to bring up the situation of Shutfus, okay? Because Shutfus is yours. Well, forget about Rashi now with the Limud. In general, Shutfus is considered a form of ownership, right? So the Ritvah seems to say the reason why we're marich a little bit in this presentation, okay? Again, he says, Mashma, the second line, the sukkahs hashutfin ein yotzim bo, kashem shen yotzim shem belov shol shita b'shum shol. Okay, a law of an esrog, first day of sukkahs, is no good b'shutfus. Now that's a bit of a chiddush. Okay, evidently, what does lochem mean? Like I said before, and I explained it, what does lochem mean? Exclusive ownership. And not just ownership. Because again, a shutf is an owner, you and I can be shutfin in something. Okay, like, what do you say, a $40 million building? So two of us own $20 million worth of each, I wish, right? So in other words, good, that's a shutfus, that's ownership. But by lulav, we have a din that shutfus is no good. So that's what the Ritvah suggests, is that's why they want to bring up the din into lulav, that it's not just, ownership doesn't mean in this particular instance ownership, but rather exclusive ownership. That's the din into lulav. I think that's what was driving. Otherwise, the language of the Gemara seems to be a bit verbose. Okay, what did you tell? Just tell me you did. Just say Tanar Bona, whatever Tanya, right? Well, as I said, Ein Adam Yotzei Dechavasa V'Sukkah Shel Chavera, V'Chamam Adam Yotzei Dechavasa V'Sukkah Shel Chavera. Right? Now, I would have gotten the same drift. If I only had that, I wouldn't necessarily know about. I wouldn't know anything about Shufas. I would think maybe he's going to have borrowed. That's why the Gemara wants to bring up the Dimyun to Lulav to let you know that. That even shufa is no good, that the word lachem means not only is shu'ula no good, but shufa is also no good, because lachem means exclusive ownership, so too the same thing over here. Okay, that's point one of the Ritvah. We'll get it? And it's an important point, just in terms of the presentation of the Gemara. Okay, but now he says at the end of the second, third line, b'teimah, right, this Pasha Tosis says at the end. Im kein, Rebbe Lezer, kolecha rechem le'abayis, shehem b'nei chiyu v'tzorach sukkah la'atzmo, right, that's the Tosis at the end. That was the end. Before here, ask the Kasha Tosis at the end, right? If you take a religion to its logical conclusion, that every adult or male over bar mitzvah in the house needs his own sukkah. And he said, the Hechefsher, the Hechefsher. B'shema nomar, the Velezer, potar ishu beisu sukkah achas, kashim teishu keinadur, umadira ishu beisu, sukkah ishu beisu yachad. Okay, so he gives that answer first, which is what Tosa says. Right? That no, that even Abelez admits because the function of Teshu came to Duru, yeah, and therefore it's under that rubric, and everyone's part of the household does not need his own individual sukkah. Then he digresses for a moment. He says even though the Gemara later on did not learn that from Teshu came to Duru, okay, what? In other words, the Gemara later on asks that women should be chayav in sukkah. Why? Teishu can't do it. And we don't say that. We don't say women are chayav in sukkah. Okay, women are part of sukkah. The mitzvah says she's not grown. The Gemara proposes later on. Okay, the women should be chayav in sukkah because even though the mitzvah says she's not grown, she's an exception to teishu. Then we have to learn something else. So the Ritva says even though we don't accept that, legabe har midrash osagav alav hakir ashin lele milach queen and tuva. Okay, so besides the fact the market fully accepted, but still logically, that may be the swara over here. So that's the answer Tosis gave, right? That's what Tosis says, that even a Belez is not going to require a separate sukkah of every member of the household, because whether it's part of the household, Teshu, Kedaduru, just like they're part of your household during the year, they're part of your household during the other sukkah as well. One sukkah suffices. But he says, Ella, Sheyosin Nira Lomar, he gives a different terence. Okay, first he gives Tosfos terence, then he says a different answer. Okay, but guess what? The Moder Beleza, the Sukkos Shel Shutfin Yotzin Bo. Could be that at the end of the day, Rebbe Lez is Moder, that a Sukkos Shel Shutfin Yotzin Bo. The Lo Dami Luluv. That in fact, it's not really complicated. After Kvod just explained why the compared to Lulav, he turns around now and says, it makes more sense to me that we answer that question that Rebbe Lezer never meant to exclude Shufus. Okay? Rebbe Lezer never meant to exclude Shufus. Why? It's not comparable to Lulav. The Hossam, Ki Nofik Bechad Minayu, Bechula Nofik, Rosag the Lach Bechul Techoer, Rabbi Shol. The Kalan, Shemishtam Drakul, Lekalamem, Brera, Dovada, In Kulo Chalko. Okay? He says as follows, a little long this. He says as follows. When I take a lulav, let's say we own, you and I, the three people own a lulav and esrog together. Okay? We're shutfin in this esrog. Okay? By lulav, it is definitely not all mine. Right? It's definitely not all mine. I am definitely, when I pick up that lulav, I'm holding what as well? I'm holding your chilek. It's one lulav. So you have a share in it, and I have a share in it. When I pick up that lulav, or esuk, or whatever it is, right, our meaning, I'm definitely holding your share. Okay? So he says, right? You can read it again. He says, the hasam ki nafik bay, chadmina, when one of these partners wants me yotze, bechule nafik. Okay? Velo sagi de lo nafik bechulka de chabre. I'm definitely holding your share. So my relationship with that share is that what? You gave me permission, right? So my relationship to that, let's say, two shufin. So my relationship to that 50% is a relationship of what? What am I called vis-a-vis that 50%? A borrower, right? You're giving me permission to use that certain after I'll give you permission to use my share of that. But I'm a borrower, okay? The kemish mishtam shakul, lekalamem rebrera. The havadai ain't kulo chalko. We'll get back to a brer in a second. The kavosim mishdamish b'chol achetz are also b'mudu hana elam ken histu kodem haneder the mar mishdana al v'hil mar mishdana al hevav. He brings a raya from a case. I don't want to spend a time on it at the moment. Avahocha, okay, basically where we were partners in a chotzer, okay, we're partners in a field, and then I made it an oath that I don't want, you can't have enough for my part, so now, okay, so there, I don't want to go into that. That's the issue. The partnership that, again, where we each own, huh?
He's bringing us a proof,
right. He says, but that's different, okay, because over there, well, let's just see, let's come back to us. Avahacha b'shutfin kol echad b'chet echad b'shalo b'nichnas. Okay, v'yesh breira. He says as follows. If our partner is in a sukkah, okay, so we can say that when I come into the sukkah and sit down, which part am I sitting in?
My part.
I'm not borrowing anything from you. The other part of sukkah I'm not sitting is your part. That's called breira. Breira means a clarification after the fact. Breira means, it's a sugya throughout Shas. What Breira means is an action, what I do now, will be indicative of something that was set up earlier. It's a retroactive designation, sometimes Breira, it's called retroactive designation. Okay? Basically, one of the classic examples of Breira is that I have some fruit, and chumas and maizos weren't taken from an adult Shabbos. Now, I ought to take chumas and maizos, but I'm not taking the whole thing's not going to be chumas and maizos. Okay, so you set aside some now to say what I pushed aside later on, that'll end up being the Chumas and Isis, right? In other words, it's retroactive. So what happens here is you and I are shufin. Now we never specified that this half of the sukkah is mine and that half of the sukkah is yours. But Breira means when I go into one half, we'll say in effect that it's as though we previously designated this is my part. You understand? You got it? That's what Breira means. Breira, it's clarified. My action now clarifies what wasn't specified earlier. But Lamaisa counts as though, makes it as though it was specified earlier. Even though we were both shutfin in the whole thing, Okay, but when I sit down in the sukkah, the brera means that I'm sitting in the part that is mine. Okay? And therefore, it's totally mine. We're 50-50 partners, so the other part of the sukkah is yours. Right? So he says, and that's what he says, to come in the Durham, then have the shutfin shenodru hanami zemizeh, shnei mutarli konflichotzer. If we're shutfin, then we have a fight. So I said, you can't have enough of my part. Oh yeah, well, I can't have enough of you, can't have enough of my part either. Okay? Good, we can both go into the chotzer, because what will each one say? I'm standing where? In my part. Okay? I'm standing in my part. I'm not bothering another. I'm standing in my part. Each guy, the other guy walk in, I'm standing in my part. So, right, it works. That's how Brera works. So Shnei Mutali Khanakotzer, Yochalom, Latok Shalian, Nichols, Aiden Nichols, Latok Shachal. I'm not standing in your part. I'm not bothering another. Okay? That's enough to fulfill the requirement of Chag Sukkos Taseh Lecha. I'm sitting in my section. Right? And it's totally mine. So, Mamela, according to Ritva, once we say Yesh Breira, that's all question. We say Yesh Breira all the time. But once we say Yesh Breira, okay, so it becomes clear that when I sit down in the sukkah, it's completely lecha. Mashenah came by lulav. Because if we're shutfin the lulav, okay, lulav is one entity. You can't say, I'm taking my part. No, I'm taking the lulav. The whole lulav belongs to the two of us. So I'm also holding, at that very moment, I'm also holding your part. Right? That means it's not lechem. It's not supposed to be mine. The other half of this lulav, you can't split it up the same way. A territory, an area, a sukkah, a field, a chutzah, you can split up, so you can't split up a lulav. If the lulav is split up, it's no good. The lulav is one entity, it's an esur. I can't hold half an esur. Okay? I have to hold the whole esur. So when it comes to lulav and esur, okay, by definition, I am holding your chelek as well. Now, you gave me permission. What's that called? Shaila, shalom. And I'm borrowing it. With your permission, I'm a borrower. But that's no good, it's not lachem. So that's what we brought here, says Lamaisa, he just says that's what he thinks, it's not really connected to, what do you call it? And therefore he says that even Rabbi Elazar, who wants a darshan lecha, does not want to exclude shofar. All right? Now, it comes out, therefore, let's just think it through, that according to the Ritva, it comes out, right, more like Rashi. Because Rashi said that Shutfus works either. Rashi only doesn't work when you won't have what? Mashav Prutiv. Otherwise, Shutfus would work. The Ritva, according to the support, is also saying Shutfus works, even according to Beleza, Shutfus works. It only excludes Shul, yeah.
Brera resolution, does that mean that in the sukkah you're actually sitting in your part, or just because you could be?
I mean, but brera means is halachically considered that way. That's what brera means. Brera means huvrar hadar l'machreya. Retroactively, it turns out that.
It doesn't mean that when I'm sitting in the sukkah, like, my chair is mine and your chair is yours.
No, I don't think you have to say it that way. In other words, we're not going to say, because again, we never spent. Sometimes you have a shutfus, could be in a sukkah like that. Sometimes you have a communal sukkah. So we agreed that my family sit here, you sit over there, right? I mean, but I think even without that, when Brerman, even without an actual point, that's what that middle part of the Tosa that I skipped on the before, we said, if we specify advance, you're Mishtamish Alapes Gimel, my Mishtamish Dal Hegon, you were these areas, even without that though, okay? Even without that. That's what I'm getting at. So that's the before. Now, the only thing is, so then we're stuck a little bit with why, in this approach, why was the Gemara so verbose at the beginning to say, just like, well, it comes out of this way, it's not really like Lulav. Okay? Except in a general sense. You have to, it's okay, we're talking about the Sukkos Mitzvahs. You know, so they're linked together that way. But that's the Ritva. Okay? I realize there's a lot to digest. But that's the Ritva. Again, it comes out like Rashi, that even, he suggested Ritva, that even Rebbe Elazar, who darshins Lecha that way, and doesn't have a Lima from Kala Ezra, but will say the Shufus is good anyway. So it's still good. Okay? Just to finish up, a few more things. Okay? All right. You saw that there was a girsa question in the Tosfos. Look back in Tosfos. About 5 lines and 6 lines at the bottom of Tosfos, it says, "Yechsiv Teshu came to Duru Shutfin." Okay, you see that? There's the word Shutfin in or out. So the Tosfos takes the Tosfos, look at the Masoros HaShas. It's the last thing in the Masoros HaShas, top right hand column. See the top left hand column. See it? Tosfos Rashal, everyone see it? In the very top of the page where it says Masoros HaShas. Oh, you may not all have the same thing, I realize. Do you have that Tosfos by in Tosfos? Tosfos is 3, 6, 8 lines at the bottom. You say Shutfin, yeah? And there's a Tosfos right before that? So that directs you to Masoros HaShas, which is in the middle, at least in my edition, it's in the middle of the page, you know, the left hand, top left hand column, Masoros HaShas. So on the Tosfos, it says, Rashal, that's the Chochma Shalom, Rashal, Mem Zayin. You know what Mem Zayin means? Mochek Zeh. He eliminates this word. V'ayin, Reishin Aleph Marshal. He leaves out the Maha, Marina Rav parts. But the Rashal, Mochek Zeh, Ayin Marshal. So it's Machok, as I print on the page, the Chochma Shlomo, in source number 8, and the Marshal in source number 9, my focus whether you should have that word in there or not. Okay? And it relates back to this ritual. Okay, that's why I put it in here altogether. Okay, because according to what the Chacham Shlomo write, he knocks out the word Shutfin because he's assuming that Rav Elezer, I'm going to say it outside, you can look it up, but he's assuming that Rav Elezer passes by Shutfin also. Okay? And you come back to the answer to Tosfos' question. Because we take Shutfin to Duro, right? Shutfin don't usually, even Shutfin in the same house, don't generally live in the same house at the same time. Right? Even for partners, it's usually for business reasons, because one family lives there, he pays rent, whatever. He knows you have, right? So Shutfin, it's not normal, but members of the same household live together. But even if you have Shutfin in a property or whatever, they don't live on it usually at the same time. Okay? And, especially since Tosfos says that B'chach Hashem that Lecha excludes Shufas, okay? Other than the Gzera Sarkozy of Ezra. So, and the Rebbe doesn't accept that, so therefore it's the Mute Shufan. So that's why he said the word Shufan shouldn't be here, okay? The Shema having Magrib, the Sit Teshu Kenaduru, okay, Shechol and Lechu Yachav, not Shufan though, according to Marshal. But the Marshal accepts the Girsu, okay? Marshal accepts the Girsu. And he says, no, the Marshal is Mekayim the Girsa. And he says what Tosfos is trying to say is that just like we saw by Tzitzis, okay, that we knock out Shu'ula because it says Suscha, right? But we include Shutfin because of Big Dehem. So Rebbe Elezer says also, you can exclude Shu'ula, okay, but you can be Margaret Shutfin, which Rebbe Tosfos said, right? And the Rebbe Elezer is Mogdav by Shutfin. And the Marshal says further, I'm saying outside because it's like, read it over. You'll see it. And he says, further, why by tzitzis do we have such a drasha? Okay, why by tzitzis it comes out different than other places? Or why is tzitzis different? So Rashi proposes, because again, he says, ksus cha, gdilin tasa lecha, al arba kavos ksus cha, is loshen yachid. Right? Loshen yachid. Okay? It's loshen yachid. So, loshen yachid will exclude borrow. But Lashon Rabin, like Al Kanfei Vigdehem, will be Marbe. It's a word to be Marbe, it's a word to be Marbe, other people, Shufin. If Allah, he says that the Lashon Yochim, Lashon Rabin, is what tips us off what to be Memayit and what to be Marbe. A Lashon Yochim will be Memayit Sha'ua, another person. When you're trying to incorporate more people, the Lashon Rabin will be Marbe, more people. That's what he says about tzitzit. Okay, that's why by tzitzit, Big Day Hem comes to include Shutfin, but Abba Kavos Ksusha comes to be Maid Shul. So, Mamela says in Marshal, we can say the same thing by Sukkah. Okay, because what's the Lashon here again? Because we say Teshu came to do the drasha is Kalez was a Yeshu Basukos. Did not work on something. That drasha. Well, he doesn't use that drasha. But Teshu came to do it. What is Teshu giving? It's Lashon Rabin. That'll include more people. That'll include Shutfin, and Lecha will be Memayit Shu'ula. That's like the Rav said. Different reason, but that's like the Rav said. That maybe Rav Elezer is Moda by Shutfin that it works. Okay, so now if this is the case, this the Chochmah Shlomo comes out of Shitosa, because remember we saw before, he said he rejected that whole lumbus because it doesn't make sense. Remember the Marshal said it doesn't make, the Chochmah Shlomo said it doesn't make sense. Not the Marshal, but the Maharam. Okay, the Maharam, yes, the Marshal, not the Shitosa, the Marshal agreed with the Maharam. Maharam said before, it doesn't make sense to say that Sha'ula, that, let's say, it doesn't make sense to say that Sha'ula will work, that Shutfin won't work. Right? Because, why? Because Shutfin is more likely to work because you at least have some sharing. But now we're saying that very point. We're saying Shutfin will not work. And I'm sorry, no, it comes to, right, I'm sorry, it comes to the same, right, it comes to the same, right. It comes out, he's not, right, I'm sorry, he's not bringing it from the logical point, he's bringing it from the Lashon Rabbah, Lashon Yach, point, you know, it comes out the same way. Okay, there are a few other things that I want to mention on this issue, which I guess it's late, so I'm not going to do now, and then try and go on to the other question, which is the remaining part of the sugya, this business of Shavah Pruta, where that comes into play. Try and finish it tomorrow. Okay.